Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are all the way down, running like madmen down to Studio B, knocking over the water cooler, knocking over the coffee machine, knocking over my cable here that I could barely get away from my hits, once again.
And the microwave.
Mayhem and destruction. Looks like a hurricane came through here.
That's right. It did. So hooray, hurrah. Talk about what landed on your front door is nothing short than the sports authorities, which we are here right for you like we are every Tuesday night. And if you can't get us here, you can always get us at the podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and then just click on CKIW and shoot on down to the sports authorities where you can hear us all day, all night. You can even do a binge if you'd like.
A marathon.
There you go. That's what, you know, who does, it's like decades on TV that does the binge.
Yes.
The cool thing was that they had Amos Burke, Burke's Law, all last weekend. Oh, God. Get the squeegee ready. You know, it was just cool to have. But I always thought a binge, it's like you're heaving. You know, like you're throwing up. Why are you binging? You know? So that way we got rid of that. But what we're not getting rid of is sports authorities here on the new CKIWI Radio 76, not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can say exactly how it is. And today, just like all the other days, all everything that we say is just our opinion, so don't sue us. Also, there is no FCC here. There is a DMCA. So we do have a little separate different rules, but sometimes the language gets a little salty, and if it does, we want you to go out and stand in front of Irma and get smacked around like those guys on CNN. Look, people, psst. At this age, you know, probably about after you're seven, you understand what wind and rain feels like. We don't want to see some poor sap out there just getting annihilated. If you're going to put somebody out there in 130-mile-per-hour winds, hit them with a tree. Get like a
stop sign.
Stop sign go through his neck or something. Let's see some action. I don't want to just see a wet guy. You might as well just put a guy in a car wash. Whee! You know, and we're dopey enough to watch it. Well, he's getting wet. It's like, well, really painful out here. Really hurts. Duh! Next! You know, it's really wet out here. You're in a hurricane. You're in a four. You know,
we could do that down the street.
Hell yeah, we could do that in the shower. We understand what this is. Get those poor people in. Because really, no one's going to remember 3 days afterward, you know, that you're out there and you risk life and limb and, you know, here comes the flash floods and all that stuff. And it never did. You know, and then it was like the big ripoff. It was going to be, well, okay, well, no buildings got toppled, but here comes the surge. It's going to be 15 foot, 11 foot, 9 foot. Let's go to commercial.
Well, we do that here, though, too, in the winter. You know, Snowmageddon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's more fun, though.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have anybody standing outside watching the snow go up 10 feet.
Yeah, but I remember one time they talked about this huge snowstorm that's going to come in. And, you know, I wake up in the morning, I turn on the news, and the guy's standing there in a parking lot with no snow. He says, well, you know, the snow's coming yet.
Yeah, but you know, we always dig it. If you're anywhere in Detroit, like we are, Detroit based, we love it when you do that. When you say there's going to be 99 feet of snow and there's nothing, wah, wah. What we don't like is when it says, well, it's going to be clear and nice, and people are spinning out like crazy because there's ice stay all over the place. Yeah. One thing that is a wonderful thing, if you never get an idea or ever get an opportunity to do so, I'm sorry you don't. There's this wonderful ritual in Michigan called panic buying.
Yes.
And when they tell you, especially Roberta Giacina, you know, if you can get her fat ass on that chair ever again. You know what? They must have, like, a special welding crew to, like, just get, like, steel supports for that big blab that falls over both sides.
Well, they had Kate Upton
Oh, my God, that big fat pig. She's she such an it. Idiot. Yeah, really. Yeah, so Roberta Giacina looks just like Kate Upton. Anyways, what this panic buying thing is that when they say, oh, there's going to be 91 feet tomorrow, guys, we won't see the sun till another 5-4 months, if you're lucky. You know, then you go out and you buy all kinds of supplies and you fill up that tank full of gas and there is no food left on the...
You buy all the bananas, olives.
That's right. Yeah, really. Anything to make a martini, you know, and you're like doubling up, man. I mean, all cases of beer are all gone.
Barbecue sauce, you know, whatever the hell you can find.
That's right.
Throw it in the cart, take it.
You are not going to see the outside world for decades. And then, wah, wah, wah. It's another 1.5 inches outside. You know, schools are closed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you gotta love being a kid nowadays, especially if you're in the school, because, well, you should be in school. But, I mean, anything now, 1.5 inches, we're closing all the schools. Well, they're going to say there's going to be a lot of snow. We're closing the schools. You're going to close the schools prematurely. Can we do, let's do this business. If you can't get to school, you can't get to work. You know? So that means everybody gets the day off.
There you go.
You know? I mean, there's nothing unless you're like, you know, maybe a cop or something. And did you see that stuff? Be brilliant, Florida. Well, let's see. It's 41 miles per hour. There's going to be no cops anywhere on the road. Psst. According to all looters, you know, it's like, yeah. Tell everybody there's not going to be a cop in sight, you know, and I'll tell you one thing, I will risk 41 mile per hour winds to get a pair of Jordans.
And they were talking this afternoon about down on the Keys, and, you know, you got these people there that, you know, they're frustrated now because they, you know, can't get off the island and there's no gas, no supplies. It's like, wait a minute, you guys knew big ass hurricane, big wind. This thing's heading right for you. You know, it's 3 days away.
Yeah, hey. Away.
Oh, we're going to tough it out. Yeah, okay. Now, we're frustrated. Duh, you live in an island in the middle of the ocean. The top of this island is about 4 feet above sea level. They're talking about a 10-foot surge, right?
Yeah.
Duh.
And no one's, and there's,
and there's only one road out, too.
We can't get you. You're 90... miles away from Cuba. You are the lowest of where we live in the continental United States. You know, they're telling you, folks, go. You're going to be the first one hit. Folks, go. You're going to be the first one hit. Folks, go. And then it's like, nope. I went through Matthew and I went through all the other ones. They ain't going to get me off my land until you get swamped and an alligator is now your best buddy in your front room. You know, and you have like nothing to float on except for your refrigerator. And you can't get the internet for another 2 weeks, you know? Oh, well. You know what really made me feel kind of weirded out is when we have all, I mean, from Thursday to Sunday, if not Monday, nonstop, all three, Fox, well, Fox isn't news, but CNN and MSNBC, was all 24 hours storm. I don't give a damn if we hear Key Biscayne's mayor one more time.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, here's the story. They're going, oh, my God, the flood's here and everything. We don't have any electricity and everything's bad and everything's flooding and all that stuff. What's your advice for people to do? Well, they should stay inside. If you got no electricity, they can't see you.
Yeah.
You know? They can't hear you if all these people are flooded out and there's no one. I guarantee you, if there's 131 mile per hour winds constantly hitting your house, your trailer, you know, I'll be damned if I'm going to be parked in front of the 50-inch going, gee, I wonder what my mayor's saying. How stupid can you people
be? If you cared what the mayor said, you wouldn't be sitting there. That's You'd right. be out of town.
That's right. Yeah. With no gas there, and then all of a sudden you see all the big, you know, gouges and things, but not 5 days earlier, you know, Texas is getting hammered. Texas looks, Houston looks way worse than this, you know? And then it was like, those people. But look at Florida. Guys, nothing really happened until you got to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, I mean, they didn't even see that one coming. You know, but really, I mean, I used to live in Tampa for 2.5 years, and so I was waiting to see Hillsborough Avenue get smacked. Nothing, yeah. Nothing, bigger nothing, zip. How do you miss? I mean, it's like, yes, well, the American and the European models are now in conjunction with each other, and yes, they're going to guarantee it's going to go right up the middle. And I'm thinking, oh, well, at least hit Disneyland. That'd be fun as hell. You know, disaster land now. You know, watch junk all over the joint. Watch, like, a half of Mickey's head, like, on top of, like, a rock. You know, I mean, it'd be like, you know, like the Apes movies.
Yeah.
You filthy apes. You know, I mean, there you go. And then you have, like, Tomorrowland's all busted up and shit. That'd be cool looking. But did it hit there? No.
Nah.
And then it's like, well, it's down to 85 miles per hour consistent. And you go, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's all over.
Yeah, who cares now anymore? Anyways, but what we do care about is saying hello to the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, who is with us as the authorities today, as he always is. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to the huddled masses out there.
If you can hear our voice, yeah.
The intro said huddle up, so I think we're the huddled masses.
There we are, and they should be all huddling somewhere around Zephyr Hills, Florida. You know, because then they were saying, well, you know, if it hits, like, Okeechobee or whatever the hell that is,
yeah,
you know, Ocala, it's going to go all over the place. Yes! Misses it. And it's like, well, it's going to go by Lakeland. Yes! Misses it. Sons of bitch. And all these poor people in Jacksonville, you got a crappy football team. You're close to Georgia. You don't really have much to live for anyway, so here's a flood.
They did win their first game, though. Oh, but they played Houston.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Go, JJ.
Hey, there you go. Isn't that a great matchup for
week one? Oh, my God. Here's an idea, JJ. Stay with raising money. You do that very, very well.
Think, though. I mean, if they were to move an NHL team into Houston, what they could do is they'd just take the parking lot and freeze it over because the water's already there anyway.
There you go. You know what I'm surprised to see is that people haven't come out saying the reason why Florida got hit so bad was fill in your own religious kind of thing. You know? I'm waiting to see this one happen, but, you know, but think about how crippled
there's too many fill-in-the-blanks.
Fill-in-the-blanks, yeah. That's right. God came down to wash out the fill-in-the-blanks.
Yeah.
You know, washed out all the Southern Lion fans. You know, they just haven't taken everybody with you. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think.
The problem with Lions fans is they take their disaster with them.
How do you think it started? You know, they went to Houston. Oh, hell, let's get out of here. Let's go to Tampa. Oops. You know where the Lions fans are. Just watch where the really bad weather is. But where the good weather is, and all the time, is with our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Doc Mark. Hi, Doc.
Talking through a bad tooth that he can even, you know, try to get it out himself. Like, you know, I always think of bad teeth. I always think of the Three Stooges one with Shemp, where they take the pliers, you know, try to extract them.
I do have a lot of pair of pliers.
Well, we got to get you back in the game, man. I mean, Dr. Ronnie, dude, calling Dr. Ronnie, Dr. Howard, Dr. Ronnie. We're going to need you, man. We're going to need you front and center. But what we also need front and center is that we're going to get a new person into the CAC Hall of Fame right off the bat today as we wave goodbye to the fraud of frauds. I mean, she's a crinkly, but I don't know what we can give her a crinkly of, you know. Crinkly boob? Creakly fallopian? Whatever. The fraud of Danica Patrick. Later days, my fraud. It's been a good ride. You couldn't drive. You had no freaking talent. You're not attractive. You're an ugly kind of woman, really. You know, and the only thing, the reason why you're a hotsy tots is because everybody else has a crank. You don't. But everybody else has talent. You don't. There's a reason why you've been bounced out of Indy, bounced out of NASCAR. You'll be bounced out of Soapbox Derby pretty damn soon. You have no talent. We are sick and tired, and especially when you started NASCAR. I mean, here's all these guys fighting for the first three, and she's in, like, 48th, and they would have an isolated camera on Danica Patrick. No. You took up more time than you were worth. Your 3 minutes was up way, way, way before your IndyCar thing. You how you got into Stuart Haas Racing, I have no idea. The only thing that they had you for was not only a token, or it was somebody to sell posters, because even your posters stiffed, because that was the only thing that stiffed when they saw you in that bathing suit. Wah, wah.
Loser.
Egad, from Toronto.
They'd been better off with Kate Upton, huh?
No, you know, the weight that you'd have to, like, drive a dually. like a big pickup truck.
a Humvee.
Humvee, like a real Humvee, not like the ones you can buy here. Like, I mean, a real military one with, like, dual diesels in it. Get that clacking thing.
Well, I guess Danica will have to go back to doing GoDaddy commercials or something.
Scott, well, you know, notice she has never, ever held a sponsor? She's right. Not that good. There is nothing great about her. She's, I guess, an okay person or whatever you want. But as a driver, no talent. And I mean none. As a pinup model, strike three, you're out. That, yuck. You know, I mean, can we bring Janet, oh gosh, what was her name? Janet Guthrie.
Yeah.
That was in Indy for about 2 years. You know, they always have like these women experiments. Get a good woman. Get somebody, male, female, don't give a damn. Get somebody with talent, you know? And so now Smithbrook, I guess, is out of the Petty Enterprises. Oh, man. I mean, that was like their major sponsor, and they have like this handshake agreement, and they go, yeah, thank Richard. We're going to go over to this other team because Richard Petty Enterprises hasn't won in I don't know how long. I mean, there's a changing of the guard in NASCAR, in case anybody even cares, you know. But it was just so fun to see, at least, yay, the Denick Patrick thing go away. And you married somebody or somebody that was in NASCAR or you were dating them or something. That got weird, too. That was like a jump the shark time. You know, that's when you got Cousin Oliver on, you know, the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
There you go. I mean, it's like, we got to bring a little kid into it. Because they had Cousin Oliver on, and then they had little Ricky or something like that, and the Partridge Family, they had to bring in like a little kid, because somehow, some way, back in the 70s and the 80s, if you were like in your 7th, 8th year of your family sitcom, somehow, some way, you had to have a baby, and somehow, some way, that boosted you for about a year. I mean, they started that with My Three Sons, when Katie had the twins, you know, with Robbie. And it's, you know, as a kid of that era, you know, because I only see it on reruns. I wasn't alive when they were first on. It was like, what is the attraction? I don't know any guy, no guy, that goes, what? Kate's having a baby? We have to watch for the whole year. This is going to be hijinks. I don't know where the appeal is. I don't know if they think they're going to get a whole lot of women going, ha, 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 I've been where you've been. What's the point of it? But anyways, there we go. Because only they did that with the one where Michael J. Fox was on. Family Ties.
Yeah,
and they brought in a kid at the very, very end of it. If you're going to be badass, bring in the kid in the second season. You know, make it a character or something. Be like Elf. You know, which is kind of funny because we saw the reruns of Elf, and we're going, it must have been a simpler time in America. What the hell was this?
Yeah,
God, it just reeked of the 80s. It just reeked of Reaganism. Ugh. But what also reeks is our fine Detroit Tigers.
Oh, that really reeks.
Thank you.
Well, you mean they reek because they're left for dead. You know, I remember it wasn't that long ago when they actually had Major League Baseball players on their roster.
I remember them.
I mean, they're gone now. They're all gone.
They were like five games out in mid or late July, I think, or June. Because our, you know, fifth Beatle, Paul Jurek, who I'm sure is listening right now, he put this like paper that said five, and he went like this into my face with it. It's like, they're only five games out, and it's like, whee! That's like being like 21 games under 500. They're damn close. You know, and they're nowhere near. And you're right. Once you traded everybody away, you know, we should go and get tickets now, you know.
Oh, did you see that? I saw a commercial last night during the ball game. If you buy season tickets for 2018.
They give you an iPod?
No. They
give you a car?
Well, yeah, they got some thing that you got a chance of winning prizes or some. I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can.
Not going to make me go down to Detroit and sit on my fanny, whether it rains or hot or whatever, for 3 hours for the chance to win, you know, a 64-gig iPod.
You know, just think how bad it would be. You buy a ticket to a game and you go and you sit there and they're getting brutalized. You know, the pitching's horrible and they're losing 11-2 or something like that. And then you say, and tomorrow's another game. I've got season tickets.
No, you know, the worst thing would be, the biggest insult would be like, hey, man, I got some season tickets. You want some for tonight? No, click. Hey, I got season tickets for who? Tigers, click. Hey, do you get, click. You know, they're going to put you, they're going to see your name on ID.
No, you're supposed to say, free tickets, and they click.
Yeah, free click. Tickets. Will you pay for the parking, too?
Yeah, really? Will you pay for my gas?
Yeah.
And I'm awfully hungry if I bring the family, so I'll need a couple of bucks up front.
You know? Will you give me money to buy a $30 pizza?
Can I get a stripper with the deal? Hey, but did you see that fine Destination Detroit or Detroit District or District Detroit? What that stupid name this is. You know, I mean, that's instead of calling it Little Tweezer Arena, you know, now it's District Detroit. But boy, did you see inside of that joint? Your tax dollars went far, my friends. Went big time. It's like a stadium like I've never seen before. It's sharp.
Pizza, pizza.
You know,
pizza.
There's a lot of that. But you know, the funny thing is, they're saying that, well, this is going to, you know, spread out every time there's a stadium. All kinds of bars and all that other kind of stuff, you know, spring up around there and all that shit. You know how many bars are inside of this place already? You don't have to go outside. You know, and Kid Cock has something, too, inside there. It's got a Kid Cock kind of themed bar. You know, what an idiot today. Yeah. And he pulls they won't let the Free Press in because they said something. They had an opinion piece that maybe Kid Cock shouldn't be the opening six-day dude. I mean, he's, talk about another Danica Patrick. What a fraud this idiot is.
Do we have room in the CAC Hall of Fame for him?
Here we go.
He's just been inducted.
There you go. First round unanimous. Kid Rock, you know, which A, you're not a kid. B, you don't rock. C, you're not some kind of squirrely rapper or something. Your old man owned a Mercury dealership for decades. You're from Romeo. You can't be more white. You don't even have to work. Your old man gave you how much more money now to sit with? And you're supposed to be like the common man, the everyman. You're supposed to be the southern dude. You know, you're supposed to be this rapper guy.
The southerner from Romeo, Michigan.
Yeah. And let me tell you, kids, Romeo, Michigan is the upscale country around here. I mean, Romeo, Michigan, a cigar box costs $100. You know, so you're really nothing, long hair, scraggly dude, you. I mean, cute music and all that stuff, but if you're thinking about running, and now I bet, you know, it's for senator, I fear. I really do. Because there's so many, if you're brain dead enough in Michigan to elect Trump, this guy goes in on the first ballot, you know. However, Debbie Stabenow, honey, gotta do something with that makeup. I mean, you do look like the Joker's mom. What the hell? Even I look at you and I go, what color are you? You know, like bronze or like gold or something? I mean, there's just, it's like one of those color by number things, you know? And it's like, you can come here to the sports authorities on Thursdays when we're the makeup authorities. We'll help you out.
And what was that about the free bra fittings, too?
That's right, that's right. Oh, that's right. Go see our friends at Bravo. That's right. And we take, like, you know, the overflow. So if you can't make it all the way to Woodward, drop by here, you know. But that's, see, right. We do it the old-fashioned way. We don't use those cold instruments or anything. We do it the scientific way. Yeah, about right. Yeah, you do it for one. Next. If our hands that are microchronically trained, see right there, I can tell that's about 2 inches, 2 1/4. Yeah, 2 1/4.
Yep.
There you go. Just by feeling, you know. That's
right.
What makes us authorities and not just experts.
We are well trained.
We know boobs here.
That's
folks.
Right.
That's right.
In fact, we deal with some of the biggest boobs on this show all the time, don't we? Speaking of which, we haven't talked about Michigan yet, have we?
Which number are we?
Oh, Michigan. That would be.
You know what? I kind of do like number 3, though. How? But you know, this goes exactly what you were saying last week, there, Kenny.
Yeah.
You know, will they win 5 more?
And it looks like they will now because it kind of fallen into a couple of wins.
Talking about the Tigers. Yeah. I mean, but again, you're going to be feasted upon by, how does Cleveland go almost 20 games? I mean, you're not playing Shrine of Little Flower and the Tigers and all this 20.
No, I mean, they plow through everybody.
Yeah. I mean, talk, but are you, now they do that, are you peaking too early? It's not a sex thing, you know. I mean, are you can win. You're pretty well balanced, and you always were. Where were you in the first half of the season?
Well, they had a lot of injuries at the beginning of the year.
They still do. Yeah. Well, they have some, yeah. Which is kind of amazing that you can have major injuries and still come through. Listen to that one, Tigers.
Well, they still have a couple guys. Brantley's still out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they're used to playing without him anyway.
Well, that's
true. I was going to say, especially this year.
Well, he was out at the beginning of the year, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, will he be back this year?
Yeah.
They'd have to go pretty late into the playoffs, won't they?
But they're talking about Kipnis coming back, and he might play center field for a while, because, what was his name, Zimmer, I think? Bradley Zimmer is out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jacoby? Because, really, you take a look, if you looked at the Tiger game last night, you know, you saw, who? Jay? Who?
Yeah.
What's this guy?
Miles Jay.
I mean, it's
and, you know,
like,
Miles, it references to how far the ball traveled after they hit it.
Man,
wow.
You saw him. He was in danger in the first inning, and he wasn't settling down.
No,
that was luck.
I hit it on the radio at first. They were talking about, you know, his fastball's real hittable. And
so his curve. Like,
oh,
the
great.
Slider.
I mean, yeah.
On the number one team in both leagues, you know, and you're serving up this kid?
And, yeah. I mean, it's like, you could have called me up. I could have come down and thrown BP too, you know. I mean,
which is basically, how long did he last? Three innings?
Not even.
If that?
Yeah, they scored like five runs in a second,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was almost like there should be, and we'll have to take a look, we'll have to get the intern on this. If in Major League Baseball, is there a mercy rule when it comes to the Tigers?
There should be.
I mean, it's just like, look, we're done. We know it. We're at best, I mean, because this kid came up from Double A. A coffee stop at Triple A, and here you go. And you're going to go up against the number one team. And who's on a run?
Yeah,
you know.
And it's not like this kid. It's not like this kid is a big prospect.
Yeah,
that they rushed up. They rushed. They moved him up too fast. No.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fodder.
They're worried about
Hello Mater
Jimenez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What worried about his lose? Arm, and they bring this kid up from Double A and say, "Here."
Yeah.
The wolves.
Here, Lions. Here's some meat.
Good news, kid, you're starting. Bad news, you're going to be starting in Cleveland, and they're looking to really make this historic streak. Have fun. Go get them, guy. You know? Hope your slider's working. Oh, you don't have a slider. Well, I hope your fastball's... Well, we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, how much more time are you going to bring him down? I mean, even with an expanded roster and Jacoby, you know... This is what you're going to see. I mean, they actually started Tyler Collins yesterday.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Why don't you just say, look, it's almost like when you go to...
Get your season tickets for 2018 now. Call 1-888-TIGER.
Can you
enter you in a drawing.
Yeah, and you might win something.
Can you imagine what creative agency is going to take that? I mean, if I'm anywhere like DDBO and all that stuff, I would say no, I got to pass. Because I can't figure out a bigger bullshit line to try to give people to hype them to give me, you know, $2,800 and to waste 3 hours of their 5 hours of their day in the summertime.
Think about this. I mean, this year, the marketing campaign was, you know their names. You know them by their last name. You know them by their first name. You know them by their nickname.
You know they suck.
And what are you going to say next year? You know them by...
By you not being there.
Yeah.
You know them by ignoring them. You know them by watching girls softball.
Let's introduce you to this player, that player.
You know what they do? They take a page out of the old Ford book and they get cheerleaders from a high school.
Perfect.
There you go. No. Appeal to the pervs.
They're going to have to start giving away cars again.
Hey. It worked, didn't it?
The pizza mobile.
Yeah, you get to drive around the infield just once, like, wave at that seven other people that are in the stands. Hello.
I think we're going to be talking a lot more about the Ferris wheel again next year.
Whew! Yeah, we are, because really, Co-America, which inspired everybody when it opened up in the year 2000, is going to look like Tiger Stadium did in its last year.
Yeah.
You know, next to Destination Detroit. You know? Good God. If they only had a team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not going to have a team for about 5 or 6 years, and that thing's going to be old and crinkly. You know? So now somebody like Hamilton will have a better one at that time. I don't know. What if we could send these guys over to Hamilton? Like, you know what? We'll take a couple of years off of hockey in Detroit. We'll send them to Hamilton. You know, we'll give them the Hamilton Wings. When you guys get better, come on back. You know? Come on back. I mean, kind of like a Cleveland Brown thing. You know, you guys go to Baltimore, be good, and then come on back, all right? Yeah. We're just kidding. We'll lease you out.
Well, here's the thing. You know, that way the stadium doesn't get used.
That's what I'm saying.
Mothball it for a couple years.
It's still going to have that new car smell to it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Have a couple of concerts, not with Kid Cock.
Well.
And the Pistons will play there, but you don't have to worry about anyone going to see them.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it won't get used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see. I can't wait to see what the second year attendance for the Pistons are. When everybody was crying and screaming, we got to have them back down in Detroit. Our cars can't make it up to Auburn Hills. It was a racist thing. All right, here you go, Detroit, real Detroit. Let's see you show up and pay them $90 tickets.
Yep.
You know what? Does anybody know how much they're going for? Have they released them yet?
They said they're going on sale when? Tomorrow, I think.
Next couple days, yeah.
Yeah, the individual game tickets, I think, go up tomorrow.
Well, they're starting early, aren't they, this season? I mean, they're starting, like, October 18th?
Middle of the month of October.
Yeah, I thought they started a little later than that, but evidently not.
Yeah, they usually start near the end of the month.
Yeah, right. So why kick it up so early? I mean, here's going to be the crap thing. How many... Oh, God, I almost fear this. If Fox Sport had to deal with every team that came in to blow Lewis, you know, go, well, this is your last time you guys are going to be in the historic blow Lewis, you know, tell us a story or something. They go, oh, we beat your asses here. Okay, thanks. You know, how many times are they going, well, it's the first time you guys have been in District Detroit. Tell us what you think. Well, we beat your asses again here.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to beat your asses for a good long time. We're going to love coming in here.
Hmm. Yeah, well, oh, did you hear about the Pistons signing?
The Pistons signing?
Signing, they signed.
Oh, they're hearing impaired, you mean?
No, they actually signed somebody. They actually signed a human.
They signed a human?
Yes.
Wait a minute, here he comes. Wait.
A special interview with Stan Van Gundy lined up.
Yeah.
If he ever gets here.
Yes. Well, let's give Stan a minute to get here.
Special report.
Special report.
If he ever makes it. He's been walking forever.
Stan, are you going to...
No, look at him. Here he comes.
He's got to stop every once in a while and rest.
Yeah, really. To eat.
Yeah.
He can, like, roll now.
Yeah, this
him and Kate Upton are having a picnic.
Because they can't have sex.
Hey, Stan, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce this guy's name, but...
Isaiah.
No. Pistons have signed guard Dwight... I guess it's Bucks.
Bucks, hey! Lots of Bucks, hey, right?
Lots of Bucks. To a two-way contract.
This is Bucks Farmer.
Two-way contract. So, in other words, you bring him in, and then you ship him out.
Right, yeah.
Was this on a three-team deal?
No. They signed him out of the Chinese basketball league.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Nice Chinese name like Dwight, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. There we go.
He's played 20 career NBA games with the Toronto Raptors and LA Lakers.
That's a good pedigree right there.
So what's that, like 10 per?
God.
He averaged 4.8 points, 1.8 rebounds, and
the reason why assists. We got him is what?
I have no idea.
So, in other words, he averaged a triple single every game.
Yeah. Yeah, a triple nothing.
Yeah. And we gave him $15 million and a $32 million signing bonus.
That's what happens. You move in with the Red Wings. See?
Yeah, good God. That's going to. Oh, my God.
The Illich aura is wearing off on you, huh?
Yeah. I wonder if the Illiches don't buy it. Here's the story. What is chances that the Illiches dump the Tigers by the Pistons? Everybody under one roof? You know, you can market brand this thing. Two things that kind of go together-ish.
How about they trade? They swap. Pistons and Tigers.
what? And have Gore's own the Tigers?
There you go.
It's going to be
Might as well. I mean, I'm not expecting anything out of this team for a while anyway. I mean, I was taking a look at a couple of teams that have recently gone through rebuilds. Okay? Everyone talks about Houston, right?
Yeah.
6 years in a row, this team finished below 500 before it reemerged. Okay? Three of those years, they lost more than 100 games. Phillies, they're going to be below 500 again this year because they suck. They're terrible. This is their fifth year in a row below 500. And, oh, by the way, they're talking about maybe they'll add some free agents now to kind of bump things up a bit because this rebuild has gone so poorly.
Yeah.
Okay? Guys, there's no turnaround here that's quick. And particularly, I think, where the Tigers are, because they're kind of like where the Phillies were when they kind of tore it apart. Because their farm system sucked. They held on to their veterans too long and didn't get much for them. So, kind of the same thing. And, you know, 5 years into your rebuild, and you're the worst team in baseball.
Still.
Ugh!
And yeah, nobody's projecting you upward, where they projected Houston to go upward.
Yeah.
But the thing, the difference between Philly and the Tigers is they didn't overpay them. They just held on to him too long.
Well, they did.
A couple of them. They might.
Yeah,
have overpaid.
They didn't stretch the contract way out like the Tigers. I think that's the difference. Right. So Roy Halladay, you know, after a year or two after he kind of started to come apart, he was gone.
Right. Did they have Papajohn too?
Yes. Yeah, Papelbon.
And
Cliff Lee and Cole Hamels. They were able to ship Hamels out.
Right.
So I mean, they did get out from under the stuff fairly quickly, and you see the Tigers, you know, they don't have a lot left that's way out there. It's basically it's Zimmerman and Cabrera,
which is a lot.
It's a lot of money yet. Yeah,
yeah, and there's no way Zimmerman's got to die.
But it's those long term contracts. Those long term contracts that killed the value on these guys.
True.
And if Verlander held out for that extra year, you wouldn't have got shit for him.
Zimmerman's got to turn into a Hoffa.
Yeah, it's just going to disappear. Yeah. Dude, we'll give you, like, a brand new start. We'll give you a new name and a new Social Security number. Just never, ever, you know, pretend. Well, we'll just say that you went on a boat out to sea with the skipper and Marianne, okay? And we'll never, ever see you back here again. We can take you off the books. You can enjoy your life somewhere in Escobedo, California. You know, where nobody will know that you're there. You can't really tell people that you were a pitcher when you got drunk because nobody believed
you. We'll send you to Key West.
Yeah, really.
Ouch.
Yeah, you stay there.
That's right.
You know, they actually had a thought. Do they start Zimmerman again?
Yes.
This year?
Not this year, no.
You know, it was like, why? Because, were you going to shut him down? You know, what's hurting?
What's hurting? His neck again.
Yeah. But again, I mean,
his stats.
When your neck is killing you, man, you don't come back from. There's something screwed up and degenerating quickly.
Yeah,
you know. And so now all of a sudden we're looking at another Prince Fielder dead money for years.
Yep.
You know, I mean, years and years and years. The cool thing is that there's some dead money that comes off the books. I think in 18.
Yes.
You know, not a whole lot, but a lot. You know, if that makes sense to you. You know, but my God.
And then again in 19.
You have to get,
you got 3 years left on Zimmerman. And it's, you know, dead in the water, really.
But then after that 3 years Zimmerman, then you got, what, another 3 years with Cabrera?
Two after that.
Whew, my God, you got 5 years of sitting from right now.
Yeah.
Before you even have wiggle room. And then again, you are going to have to be astute enough to find another Pudge Rodriguez so that you will have to overpay to get this machine started back up again. Because you're not going to do it 5 years from your AAA or AA affiliate because there's nobody in AA.
Right.
You know, so, and I don't think everybody's starting in low A right now.
Well, they've got a few guys now that they brought in from these trades that may turn out to be pretty good.
This third baseman guy.
Who's that?
The gentleman that they started yesterday.
Oh, Candelario?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah,
and then that Paredes kid they got, he looks like he might be a real fine. But
what they're going to have to do is next year, they're just going to have to bring them all up and let them play.
No, I know.
I'm not talking double A. I'm talking to guys in, you know, down in Toledo. They're going to have to start bringing some of them guys up and letting them
But who are you bringing up, though?
No, I think what you do next year is you just take the gas pipe.
Yep.
Okay? You fill in whatever you have to fill in. You know, somebody cuts a guy, you sign him for minimum, bring him in.
Tyler Collins.
Patch your plug. Right. I mean, don't even worry about it. Don't think about, well, you know, this guy could improve the team. No.
I'm not saying bring him up and improve the team.
I kind of left when you said we're gonna next year we're going to see a lot of these young kids up here. No, we're not. We're going to see Mikey Matuk. Mm-hmm. We're going to see Tyler Collins. We're going to see all the cast-offs. Uh-huh. You know, Presley. That's what we're going to see next year.
Agreed.
That's what we should see, too.
They'll re-sign Inge. Yeah.
That's what we should see here.
Don't get happy feet and bring everybody up from AA.
Yeah. I don't want to see Miles J.
No.
No.
Let them simmer. Let them cook.
Yep.
You know, let them do their thing. We understand what's coming on. I mean, nobody is going to be writing the newspaper and bitching unless you get Asmus again, and I don't even think that would matter. You know?
Yeah. Because this team was so far down, their farm system had nothing. What I would like to see is, you know, you move along and you see a guy getting toward the end of his team control, flip him. Okay, flip and bring it. I'd like to see him do that with Castellanos. Obviously, you can't right now because you're moving him to the outfield because he absolutely bombed at third base. If he works out in the outfield,
flip him.
It applies to everyone else, too. Alex Wilson, Shane Green, even Fulmer. You know, he's going for that surgery now. And
he's gone.
No, he's not. They said that Jacob deGrom had the same surgery last year, and he's fine.
Yeah, let's see it happen.
I mean, obviously there was a risk, but you know, I'm not going to worry too much about Fulmer.
He's got bursitis.
No, he doesn't.
What does he have?
Neuritis.
Which
is he has a problem with the nerve in his elbow that's in the wrong spot. They're going to move it over a little bit. That's pretty much what it is.
And they didn't notice this?
He'd had it for a while. He'd had some numbness, and it's gotten worse this year. So they went in and looked. He went to Dr. James Andrews, took a look at it, said, here's what we're going to do.
Shing.
And, and they're going to do the surgery. In fact, I think it was today they were going to do the surgery in Pensacola. I looked at it and said, why would you schedule surgery in Florida
with no
the
power.
Day after? Of course, it's up in the panhandle, but...
So is Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson.
Oh, he's on the other side.
Yeah, why would you schedule it then and there?
How old is the doctor?
Dr. James Andrews?
He's got to be around forever.
Yeah.
He ain't going to die. There's so much money out there, man.
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, you know when that's your franchise player. I would love to know what his rate is.
Wow.
How much per surgery? Spin the wheel. Brr, tick, 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 tick. $6.6 million per hour. Okay. Wow. I mean, he always does, like, knees and elbows, and, I mean, evidently there is no other doctor out there. You know, for some god reason, they keep going to this guy. He's got to be 100, because he was doing those things, like, in the early 90s.
Yeah.
You know, doing knees and stuff like that. Was he, like, a sports medicine pioneer or something?
Yes, yep.
Well, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
You know, rich... So now you can afford Upton and her dimply butt. You know what, really? They had a picture
of her. James Andrews should do some work on Verlander.
Oh, my God. Straighten
him out.
Yeah, but she probably won't like that, though, because now she'll have to put out. You know what a Titleist ball looks like? A Titleist Champion XF? You know?
Yeah.
Golf ball.
Yeah.
They had that, and they had a picture of her of Upton's butt put together, and they go, what has more divots?
Dimples.
That's when you're fat. Look, I don't know what's Crinkly doing over there, but I mean, here's how stupid Crinkly is. You had to take it to the last 60 seconds to figure out if you're going to stay with the losing Tigers or you're going to go to a team that's going to go to the World Series this year and maybe next. You know, you had to think about this. You know, that's how crinkly you are. Somehow, some way. Your brains are in your nuts and they're all twisted, you know. Because you would think right away somebody said Houston, bye. It's been real Houston, been real Detroit.
He could have been there a month ago,
easily,
month and a half ago.
Yeah, I mean, really, there's no team, there's no fan that wanted to say, well, Crinkly, stay around, you know. Because not only do you cost a bunch, But, you know...
Well, here's the deal. You know, he gets a phone call. He's watching CNN on TV, and they're showing Houston with all the water in there.
Yeah.
Hey, we just dealt you to Houston. Can you give me 5 minutes?
What am I pitching? Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, but he wants to be the baseball version of J.J. Watt. I will come in, and I will save, and I will raise. I mean, it's got to be kind of weird because, you know, you grew up here, and you did most of your stuff here. But there is nobody in Detroit, nobody in Detroit, that would, you know, besearch you from going to get something. I mean, you deserve it. You pitched your heart out for Detroit when you were good, you know. So, hats off, man. The best, you know, you can't win here, so you might as well take it on the road, and good riddance. We won't say anything bad about it.
Especially after they traded Justin Upton a few hours before. I mean, that was the big smackdown right there.
Yeah,
so
but
it's
then,
like, okay, you're the last guy here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You want out?
Between, really, who wants out? And, you know, Cabrera couldn't do it because he was underneath the table somewhere. You know? I mean, that's how his back gets stiff from, like, getting up on the floor. Ow!
The damn tequila. That to me again, yeah.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, forget about playing baseball, Cabrera. Just tell us how you kicked the bottle in 3 months. How did that happen? And you stayed sober all this time. Uh-huh. It's an amazing thing.
No, he kicked the empty bottle.
Yeah.
Spun the bottle. And he didn't get Kate. And Crinkly did. There, you get the fat chick. Okay, thanks. You make more money than that. No, you don't. I was going to say you make more money than he does. He doesn't, though. Man, but I'll give you the hats off that you started getting rid of those mistakes, though. Trading those guys away. And that was... I think that's something you're going to see, but they're not going to spend any money. So it's not like they got the payroll down to $100 million, you know, and thinking that they're going to bring some big names. Because really, two or three positional players ain't going to make this team.
No. And, you know, there was one website I saw. They ranked the Tigers fifth in terms of prospects as far as pitching. Then they talked about hitting, and they were nowhere around.
We've been in this scenario already.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got... You have restocked your farm system in terms of pitching. Your position players, you know, you got a couple of guys here who could make it. You got several 18-year-olds who have some upside. And other than that, crickets.
Oh, coming right up.
Yeah, you got to restock all that. So we're in no hurry.
You know, I'm trying to think, the more you see this third baseman, I mean, to be able to start a triple play, which was actually pretty damn close, you know. All right, you got some movement, you got some run, you know. He's not as slobby as I thought he was going to be, but again, it's only been 2 weeks and there's no pressure,
right?
You know,
I
don't know what he's
getting. And there won't
be
any pressure here for several years, so no problem.
Tell me that Chris Ellich doesn't sell this team in 2 years, because once he gets 2 years, he's out of the Zimmerman contract. All you got to do, a lot of dead money's gone. I think Prince's money's gone, isn't it?
By that three time? More.
Okay. So three more at, what, $6 million per?
Yep.
Okay. So he cleans up a whole lot. So that year going forward, the prospective buyer would go, okay. You know, but, man, would you want to buy a Major League Baseball franchise?
Whew. Well, maybe that group that missed out on the Marlins will come back.
Oh, God, please. Yeah, but I mean...
Jeb Bush, huh?
Yeah, but it's going to take all you guys to
Mitt
do
Romney?
That. Chang, the good American way. That's what we want. A lot of Republicans buying the Tigers. But it'll be filled with good white people once again. Jesus God almighty. Do we not? I mean, it's going to be, Bannon is going to be the manager. You know? He'll tell you how we're going to win with no immigrants anymore and all that crap.
That's right.
Here we go.
We don't need to dabble in that international market.
No. Immigrants mean nothing to America. How do you think this place was raised? Not through immigrants. Unless you're an American Indian, guess what? You all are immigrants.
Yeah.
Ass. You know? But you did like looking at his eyes, man. It's like, they're like all red on the bottom and they're blurry. It's like, dude, you've been hanging around Cabrera?
You know? No, he's foreign.
Oh, that's right. You can't. You can only hang around good white people, as they say. Good Lord. I mean, when was the last time you heard that expression, good white people? You know? Damn. I mean, I don't think anybody ever really outspoke that, you know? But here you go, Breitbart. So there we go. The right-wing Tigers, the alt-Tigers, the ATs. There you go. Nothing but old gray hair guys sitting around and bitching. And there's your starting lineup for today.
Bring Leland back to manage him, right? That's the old God, white that's guy right. with yeah. the cigarette.
There you go. Yeah, not ashamed to show you that he's smoking a cigarette or two or three or four or five. You know, even if he don't remember that, he used to walk down into the tunnel and smoke.
Yeah,
I mean it's nothing but black, and you see this little orange thing puffing up all the time. It's like, what's going on there? Either there's this big orange firefly that stays stationary, or the man's smoking down there.
That's right. Good old Mr. Leland.
Yup. Thanks, Al. Yup. Maybe bring back Al again. He's a good white guy. Yup. Maybe he still has some Sun Glow Pop to sell.
There we go.
All right. Well, yay. We see that Michigan sucked again this year. And they sucked yesterday, or sucked Saturday, I should say. Not like we do these things in advance or anything.
Yeah, well, you know, they
you won anyway.
They played that powerhouse Cincinnati team, right?
I know. I mean, I would rather play their basketball team. I mean, talk about bug life. Whee!
the cack attack won again.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I mean, really, let's play good teams here. You know, let's not play a Western Michigan. I'll say, really, one of the most hard-luck teams has got to be Western Michigan. They played two relatively great teams way over their job level, and they held them close. You know, I'd give it to them, man. When they start, when Western Michigan starts the MAC division, look out, kiddies. You know, I'm not really sure who's going to be in Western's league when it comes to MAC. Yeah.
But
ain't going to be Bowling Green.
Their first game against USC, though, they, you know, their offense and everything was clicking. They couldn't do anything against Michigan State for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, because they're better.
Yeah, but
I want to see Michigan State in the Big Ten /11/12 conference /11 plus Rutgers. Again, this is going to be the Sports Authority's write-in campaign to get Rutgers out of the Big 10/11/12/11 and Rutgers. What are you doing in the Big Ten? What? Besides being the New York market, like we talked about. That's it. You're never... When was Rutgers' heyday? The 50s?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that's been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of like Lion fans over there.
I mean, when they went away from those leather helmets, it was all over for them, you know?
When Jim Brown didn't run for them anymore. What? You know, it's kind of, you wonder who, I mean, to bring in Maryland, the powerhouses of Maryland and Rutgers.
Exactly.
You know, I'm trying to, when you could have brought in Texas A&M, could have brought in TCU, it would have been a hell of a plane trip, but boy, oh boy, you would have weakened the SEC big time, you know.
Yeah, they were trying to do a deal with Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, that sure would have reset the clock, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You know how nasty the Big Ten would have got?
Yeah.
Or those guys would have straightened up. Ooh, a little bit of clash of the cultures there.
Yeah.
I mean, what's bringing in Nebraska?
Yeah.
You know?
It's okay.
Took Nebraska out of the Big 12.
Yep.
Yeah, but and did what?
The Big 12 was coming apart anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you might as well go to Mountain West, which is still one of my favorites.
Mountain West.
Mountains West, man.
Boise State.
Yeah.
There you go.
With the nice big blue field.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do the same thing as they're doing in Oregon, you know?
Yeah, with the green one.
Oh, my God, those uniforms. Yeah, I feel so bad for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, they have those stupid Icarus wings on you and stuff. What the shit? You're going to get too close to the sun? It's an ugly everything.
Yeah.
You know, evidently designed by Kate Upton herself. But they're too big. She always, like, puts things, like, on her size. It's like this middle linebacker couldn't fit into something and look like a little dwarfy kid. Why did they play Cincinnati anyways, but with a tune-up? Anybody know?
Money,
thank you, Mark.
Money.
There you go.
Cincinnati needed the money. Maybe.
Well, we haven't talked about the Lions' impressive win over the Arizona Cardinals, have we? I mean, they had that powerhouse Arizona offense that got shut down by the Detroit Lions. Great defense this week. I mean, I'd like to see what they do against the guy, a quarterback who can actually, like, run. You know, Carson Palmer, I mean, he's kind of like a construction barrel out there.
How old is he now?
102, you know, I mean.
He's like a pylon.
Yeah, kind of like a Red Wings defenseman.
Hey,
you know?
There you go. He rooms up with Jonathan Erickson.
I mean, this
all
guy,
of them can't pass.
I mean, this guy takes two steps, and it's already he's already breathing hard. Oh, I mean, he's not mobile at all.
Where did he come up with?
Oakland.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the next big thing over there.
Yeah. And then, like, then somebody rolled over on his leg, and hasn't been the same since.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then he went to Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati. With an I.
Yeah.
And then what happens now? And so now most of the really cool people went to Pittsburgh. You know, look how Pittsburgh for that team. You know what's really kind of strange, especially for baseball? What is the Pittsburgh Pirates? The young team? They have building team? They middle fodder team? They're supposed to have all this potential team? They have sparks and glimmers? But then what are they? Middle pack team.
Pretty much. You know, what happened was, you know, they had lost for so long. They were so bad for so long.
Yeah, right.
And then it's like they got a glob of talent that all came up together, and everyone said they're the up-and-coming team, but they plateaued.
Yeah.
The players were only so good. And they won a playoff game, and then they kind of crapped out after that.
Yeah, because the guy with the dreads that plays
McCutcheon.
Yeah, McCutcheon.
Yeah. Andrew McCutcheon.
Yeah, I mean, he was supposed to be this big deal, and you're right, and he went, there you go.
He had two or three really good years, not great, but really good.
Yeah, and for Pittsburgh, it was outstanding.
Yeah, and then it just didn't go, and he's gotten progressively worse. He can't play center field anymore. He sucks.
Yeah.
And his speed is gone.
Now they're trying to trade him.
Yeah.
But, of course, everybody realizes now that what Pittsburgh wants for him, nobody wants to give him.
I mean, he's kind of recovered now. I mean, he's hitting for power again. But everyone else is, too.
So you might as well make it a DH. But then you trade him to the American League somewhere.
But the problem is, you see a lot of these guys, like, you know, for example, Baltimore's got a couple of these guys. They got Chris Davis, they got Mark Trumbo. And they're guys that do nothing but hit home runs. And everyone else is hitting home runs, too. So where's the value? Ugh. Yeah, you're paying these guys a lot of money, especially the contract they signed Davis to. They've got to be killing themselves over that one right now.
I know.
I mean, he hits, what, 230, and he hits, you know, 35 home runs. Whoop-dee-doo.
Now he's batting 210.
Okay. I mean, there's like 50 guys out there that could do better than that. Yeah. More than 50.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
Strike out or hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, they're interesting guys to watch because you never know, you know. But you know when they get hot and you know when they get cold.
Yep.
I mean, it's not the Frank Howard effect. You know, when Frank came in, every one of them should have been poked.
Yeah.
I mean, he never seemed to lull. You know, even when he was with Washington, even when he was with Detroit, which is kind of still freaky that Frank, you know, Howard was with Detroit.
Yeah.
Strange times in Tiger uniforms. And I think, wasn't he a first base coach or something afterward, too?
He was a coach. Yeah, it was first base. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a big boy.
Big guy, yeah.
Yeah, like a Boog Powell style. But what's not a big Boog Powell style is Ken Pocket, our fine CPA, our super CPA. What didn't we talk about in 1 whole minute and 6 seconds?
What didn't we talk about? We didn't talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers because we had talked about them a couple weeks ago about how fabulous they were doing, and they've crashed. They've now lost 11 in a row. Things are coming apart in L.A. And, you know, for a team that looked like a world beater, absolute world beater, they can't buy a win. You know, you look at what Cleveland's doing on the upside. L.A.'s doing that on the downside.
But who's close enough to L.A. to catch them?
Washington. And you know what? Actually, Cleveland could end up with the number one overall record if they keep rolling.
Yeah, but I mean in their division.
In their division. It's like an 8 or 9 game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that as a...
Yeah, they ain't going to fall out.
No.
Don't matter who's second then.
Arizona.
Arizona and then Colorado.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at the number one overall, you know, Cleveland's getting close. They're number one in the American League now. Yeah, they're like 4 games, I think, behind the Dodgers.
and the Tigers are second worst in American League. Milicek, our sport director here at CKAWR Radio 76. What didn't we talk about in 41 seconds?
41 seconds?
Toronto Maple Leafs?
No. There was a poll taken by USA Today about expansion and
Red Blacks.
They surveyed 31 high-profile NHL players, and they chose
Detroit,
Quebec, as the next city that the NHL should be
expanding
to.
Le Quebecois.
And take who? Or just get a brand new team?
They should expand and...
Well, 31 teams now. You need,
because it worked so well last time.
Yeah.
But what always works well is here. So, as we say as we go away, you can always catch this fine radio at podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and just type in CKAW, scoot on down there to the free Sports Authority. We don't charge for the Sports Authority, not for you. Everybody else we do, but for you, we're giving you the free pass. Go free.
We just charge the experts, because we're not experts.
That's right. We're authorities, and that's what makes us one step better. So until that time, we see you again next Tuesday for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and the doctor of all sporting events, even though he's got a really comfortable couch, Mark Milicek. John Tarver says, we will see you on the authorities next Tuesday. See ya!
Bye!